Hello everyone, Lord Baldrith here with Asclepius and Amber Rain and Static Grazer as guests with Echoes from the Caverns. Newscast dated November 7th, 2014. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Teakle and is a joint podcast ran and created by Lord Baldrith and Asclepius and Sir Style Teakle. Background music by Stephen J. Goldman. How's everybody doing?
Excellent.
Pretty good. How about you, Miss Lady Addy?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Ah, Lady Addy, I forgot to mention you. Hi there.
I'm the quiet one of the group.
Forgive me, I'm fresh back.
She emotes a lot, though.
It's great to have you back, Lord Baldrith.
Yes, it is indeed.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
You have been missed. All is forgiven as long as you don't ever do it again.
That's right, we need you.
Okay.
Okay. To the news. Update of
what
that
is newsy.
Number 98. The Tower of the Shuttered Eye, communities rocking it, R11 impressions, the Lord Marshal Automaton, and more. Okay. Firstly.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Did you watch that Pen of the Avatar with the tower?
I didn't get to watch it, no. No. Did you?
Oh, yeah, it was gorgeous. I actually watched most of it. I really enjoyed it.
I've actually seen a couple of those, and they're always pretty cool, man.
Yeah. I don't miss a single one.
I mean, just the stills there. They look absolutely brilliant.
Incredible work.
Do you think it's going to be a dungeon? Or what's that going to be?
It's actually supposed to be sitting out in the middle of the swamp, from what he was saying.
Yeah, it looks really, really forbidding, you know? We're going to be in
a mage tower or something.
It does. And if I remember correctly, I think there was something in last week's release that said the Tower of the Shuttered Eye is one of those things that's going to be really, really hard. So, do not go to it on your own. Do not go early in the game. You probably have to build a whole team to get in there and out alive.
Teamwork will make the dream work.
Yeah.
We'll have to level up to what, 70?
Quite possibly, yes. And take a few warriors, a few archers, and a few mages, and definitely a couple of healers. And that's probably the only way you'll survive, yeah.
I hope they've made the magic a little stronger by then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just reading very quickly, looking ahead a bit, Chris said in his release, which we'll get to, they know that magic's underpowered. So, yeah. It will probably happen, yep.
I'm planning on being a cleric style myself eventually.
Oh, good. That's great. Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing mostly melee and plate and stuff because that seems to be what works best for me. But once the other things get balanced, I'll probably have a look at them.
I was laughing at Chris's post on how many of every spell was cast, and it was like, oh, no fireballs. Yeah, my two didn't count very much.
Sounds like somebody uncast a couple, so it's just leveled up.
Like, come on. The fist spells were doing more damage than fireball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wonder if that includes fizzles. Like, does that count as a negative?
Don't know.
Okay.
There. Okay. Very good. Alrighty, so the Pen of the Avatar, and next item, the community is rocking it. About time, or overdue, to publicly celebrate the wonderful community of composers whose work is now showing up in Shroud of the Avatar. There's a whole little dissertation by our liege lord, Lord British.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Wanted to find music that harkened back to the golden age of their work on the Ultima series. And for him, the music composed by Iolo and Ken Arnold remained the best music. But there was something great about those memorable melodies, and they wanted some really nice tracks. And first he's saying they were lost when they faced this problem. Got bids from a number of composition houses that basically cost a lot, and their demos weren't what they wanted to have. So then the community stepped up. People asked why they couldn't submit music. And the initial thought, well, yeah, all right, lukewarm. Early offerings, not much. But then Holt Ironfell of the Poets' Circle asked a simple question, tell us what you are looking for. And then he made copious notes and went away. They went away, formed their own councils, and they've turned out some beautiful music. And I think we do accept that the music that they have turned out is absolutely awesome.
I've actually listened to a lot of the stuff that they had posted up on the forum,
yep.
And I was partially upset that there was no way for me to just take it. I happen to like video game music, especially of games that I played 10, 15 years ago, whatever. There's something about it.
Yes. There is a way.
Aren't they going to be giving us a CD or something for some of the pledges?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. That could be possible. But yeah.
To all you who submit music out there, I want your music.
We're kind of happy at Avatars Radio to actually be having the artists welcoming for us to be able to air their music also, which is really nice to share with the community.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is wonderful music, and I mean, just running through them, Beautiful Meadow, Dark Alien, Magic Warping, Elven Truth Seekers, Foundation and Strength, Dance of Fawns, and that's just five of the dozens of pieces that we have in the game. And the music in the game is really lovely.
There's a soundtrack included on the collector's level.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Oh, thanks for that, Lord Baldur.
You collectors.
And hopefully it's a double or a triple disc, huh?
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Yeah, I remember with Ultima 9, it came with a CD of all the music on it. So, yeah, we should get that.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have Chris Spears, Release 11 Impressions. Well, the good news is, look at that, concurrency, first-time users, total hours, average hours, pretty much everything went up through the roof.
Excellent. That's good to hear.
Yeah. So all of these metrics up at least 50% over Release 10, which was something like 50% up from Release 9. So the game's getting more and more popular, which is hardly surprising.
Oh, yeah.
It really is getting awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of great improvements.
Oh, yes. I mean, just shown by the fact that it's actually still up and it hasn't fallen over yet.
Yeah, that's pretty...
It's hardly crashing at all now,
week
right?
Week 2, week 3?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, it is not supposed to be up.
Well, actually, it's not supposed to be up, but I know that there was a dev, I don't know if I should mention names, but he was hanging out in the hot tubs across the street from where the play is going to be tomorrow. And he was saying that they don't see any reason why they should need to take it down except for maintenance or a patch, and at which point they'd actually give us a 60-minute warning. Of course, this did follow with DLMB.
Of
don't
course.
Lawyer me, bro.
Nice.
Oh, great.
Good stuff.
It's just awesome that it's still up. And yeah, we can still play it and still continue to explore and develop and grow characters.
Try to break it.
Yeah, that's right.
But you notice that they kind of improved basements, or have I just been missing them?
I haven't had the pleasure of going in a basement yet.
No,
I know,
no
I'm that guy, I know, but...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you haven't been in a basement? Oh, man, I always try to find the new one to look at.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We'll still talk to you, it's all right.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess I'll be okay with that.
I mean, every group has to have one that we sort of tolerate.
Shut away. What?
I'm just happy it's not me anymore.
All right. Is this a good time to say that I haven't been in a basement this release?
I'll go ahead and one-up you at this point, and I'd say I've never been in a basement, like, ever.
At all? Wow.
Not in this game, I guess. But okay. That.
They can be fun. Find some nice things there sometimes.
Well, they have room, so it's a very nice thing.
Yeah. And this is going to be the brilliant part. You've got a house, and then if you're somebody like Lord Baldrith here, who collects everything under the sun, well, you've got 5 or 6 or 10 extra rooms to put it all in.
And now if my servant can find things for me, that would really help.
Ah, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I've been hoping for that feature.
Yes.
Yes. And this harks back from a while ago, but does adding a basement increase your item count for your house?
Yes, it does, from what I hear.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that would kind of stink.
Darkstar had kind of mentioned that basements are going to have higher limits than your house.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Probably a
mainly
field of view thing.
It's kind of instanced of its own, so it won't really affect the game as badly as your house.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, because really, when you think about it, when you go into a basement, you're in an instance, and so you're somewhere else. So you could be 1,000 miles away from your house, but...
So is the basement instance going to be a single instance, or can there technically be two instances of your basement? You know, kind of like how the rest of the world works.
Don't see why there'd be two instances of your basement.
I don't either, but I mean, no. I'm no developer, so DMLB.
Well, would have to be two, because one would be a single player online where the other's a multiplayer online.
Sure.
That's true.
Yes. And then if you threw a huge party in your basement, invited 125 friends, they might have to throw another instance.
Yeah, like the arena basements.
Wow, could you imagine being the 121st person?
Yeah, you have been booted.
Yes, yes. Everybody else is having fun, but you're here in the basement on your own, because that's another instance, so enjoy. We will send drinks out. Yes. Okay. So, Chris had a really interesting post, and that was good. Progression, numbers, right. A lot of people are using blades, bludgeons. Yeah, I lost the connection.
Amber stepped away for just a second.
Okay.
Right. She's still doing the jig, though, so we've got entertainment, it's fine.
Good.
Look at her over there. Looking good, okay. What were we talking about? Chris's new release. Everything seems good. Lots of people using blunt.
Yes.
You were about to regale us with your getting dead story.
Oh, yes. So I logged in and met somebody who was wielding a bludgeon, challenged me to a duel. I thought, this is cool. So he beat me fairly quickly. So bludgeons are fairly strong. Yes, it is a good weapon.
That's what Chris was saying, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds like about all my PvP experience so far.
Yeah.
I saw a guy, I was dead.
Yes. And, followed by pole arms and bows and two-handed blades and bludgeons and wands and staffs and crossbows. So there you go. So,
The wands and staff just totally kill your mage. They don't help.
No, they hardly
do anything.
They get you in
the battle before you're ready.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, they have produced an amazing amount of data, and I don't know how they even begin to understand it all. But it's awesome that they're doing it, and full power to them. And we've been out killing elves, wolves, bears, skeletons, kobolds, and even a few chickens.
If Amber was here, she would want me to...
Dark elves, not light elves. Make sure you clarify. These are dark elves. They're evil. They deserve to die.
Okay.
Somebody said pink.
So what do light elves look like compared to dark elves?
Lighter.
They're lighter.
Now, do we conduct interviews with these elves to see if they're dark elves before we kill them?
I've role played with, when I'm out in the forest, I've actually role played by myself trying to convince them to turn and be nice and everything and follow our line of people, but
yes,
they don't listen, and so you have to kill them.
Well, all right. I guess that's fair. All right.
Kill them before they kill you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and yeah, the counts on all the type of attacks and things that were used. Yeah, that's all good. Great. And the big takeaway is a confirmation of what we already know. Magic is underpowered. Wow. That's a surprise.
Understatement.
Yes. Bows are
just
underpowered. Yeah. Spells with reagents need to be more powerful to justify their use. And combos need to be more powerful to justify
their reward. I'm fully confident in the ability to fix this. It'll be fixed.
Of course it will, yeah. I mean, this is just common sense, and it's a good team of developers working and saying, yep, this is good, that needs fixing. It'll happen.
Would like to make a defense on the mages, however. They did suck when I first got into R11, because I did not set my deck properly. I actually have to give huge thanks to Leviathan, who showed me how to set my deck up properly. I was killing 5-6 elves at a time as a pure mage without dying. So they're not as bad if you know how to properly set up your deck.
Oh, that's
they're
awesome.
Still underpowered, but not that bad.
Okay. Oh, see, I need to do that, because I always play a mage, and I'm usually the first to die.
We need a how-to forum post by that guy.
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, and then we have a list of the top 25 players. Wow. You had to get to at least level 54. Well, that counts probably all of us out.
I'm right in there, yeah. No.
Yeah, I kind of gave up.
Yeah, somewhere around zero.
Yeah. Yeah, but look at that. Congrats to...
I didn't want any more forced glyphs. It was going to kill me.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Archaon Avangard. There you go.
Number one?
So, yep, number one.
What was... Is it like experience or level-based to make you number one?
I think it was level-based, yep.
Oh, wow. Does it say what his level was?
It does not, no.
I am actually really surprised that I do not see a certain name on that list that I figured was going to be the number one.
I've just been so busy. I'm really sorry. I mean...
Yes.
Who's that, Amber?
You mean Time Lord?
Exactly. Yes. I'm speaking about Time Lord.
Yeah. He deleted his character, remember?
Oh, really? Did he?
That's what he was saying. He was starting all over, you know, to try to relearn things.
Wow.
Oh, that would explain it.
Yeah, because he got up to level 63 or something.
He was way up there. Every time I went into the forest, he was there just pulverizing the poor bears.
Yes. that was fun. Okay. Beautiful. So there we go. That's Chris's update, which was pretty awesome. The Lord Marshal's automaton servant. That looks very nice.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'd be nice to know what it'll do for you. As you say, Lord Baldrith, if it'll dig around in all your chests and dungeons and find what you put there 6 months ago,
That would be great.
The 5-level of storage, it's going to be tough finding things, I'm telling you.
Oh, I hope you could send it to market with some stuff.
Yes.
Hey, and go I sell these leaves or whatever.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Okay. I wonder if you'll be able to carry on conversations. Then I won't have to actually deal with humans. I could just talk to my robot.
Hey.
At least it won't want to go out and kill elves.
Here's a random thought.
Yes?
What if you were to take your automaton and stuff a radio in it?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Kind of jam it in there. He's fine.
Yeah.
Does he need to be charged up? He looks like he's electrical.
He does.
They got these windmill things everywhere. I mean,
plug them in.
Top or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
In a butt.
Did you see how expensive those windmills are for your house, though? Man.
Really? What are they worth?
Like $20,000 or something. I was like, I'm not going to buy one of those.
Whoa.
Yeah, they were $20,000 to $30,000 for the windmills.
Oh. Boy. Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Somebody's got a lot of money.
Yep.
Around this area. Holy crap.
A couple people had them, though. It's like, these people have a lot of money.
I see three here.
Yeah. A lot of dead elves coming up.
Yeah.
Make sure. And this is why I want my robot.
Yes. Now, there you go. You put a macro script on your robot. Go out and kill elves, bears, stuff like that. Bring back the gold. Like
hey,
it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Like it.
It's skulls.
I can stay home and craft. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And Release 11 is staying open, as we know.
Woo!
Woohoo! Okay.
Now, did y'all get your hat?
Yes. Yes. All got the hat.
Ah, oh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good avatar. I'm just going to put that out for the internet there. I'm not a very good avatar.
No worries. I have to admit that I got it the sneaky way, by running in the back door and running out very quickly.
I did that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot where it was the second time I did it, and me and Gabriel got killed a few times.
Oh, okay.
Majoria came to the rescue and helped us.
Oh, good. Beautiful. Okay, Steam access keys. Is everybody playing through Steam now?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Negative.
Okay.
Are they doing a special thing for the Steam people, or is it just you're accessing it through your Steam account kind of thing?
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. Yeah, the game's available through Steam. It's exactly the same game. You just fire up your Steam client.
There is a difference.
Uh-huh.
If you just go through Steam, I believe it's $25, but you get nothing else except access to the game. If you actually want to get the rewards, you want to get anything else, you actually have to go to the Shroud of the Avatar website and then make a real pledge. But otherwise, on Steam, they can get it for cheaper, but they get nothing with it.
So it's almost like an early access kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The
you
thing
get into
I,
the game, thumbs
yeah,
up.
Yeah. The thing I noticed about it is I think Steam's server facilities, their download capability is huge, which is expected because they've been doing it this a long time. And when I downloaded the game from them, mm-hmm. it came as fast as my internet connection could physically give it to me.
Hmm.
Which is yeah, a lot better than Portalarium's site. So if you want
I've
to
got
fast,
all the money to throw at it. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is there less lag on Steam, too, did you notice?
Much less.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
I found that it was much less lag, and I have not crashed once since being on Steam. I could be one of the lucky ones, but yeah. It's been very stable.
Cool beans.
Yeah, I have noticed it's been pretty stable too. Now that could be Steam or it could be the game improving. But yeah, it's very stable.
Don't lower us, bro.
That's right.
I was getting a lot of lag in basements, so I turned my graphics down a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did that help?
Yeah, that actually helped quite a bit.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. I mean, busy areas like Owl's Head will always give you a bit more lag. Hey, I haven't been to Ardoris at all this release. Has that changed?
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there. It's really nice. Didn't notice any big changes, but it's just cool. The lights and stuff they have out there, really nice.
Yep.
That may explain why I have not lagged this release. I have not been to Argaraz. That's where the lag is meant to be, actually.
Yeah. Plus, it crashes going into there a lot. I have trouble getting into that city sometimes.
All right. Okay.
Watch that turn out to be like an elitist town or something. Well, if you can't get in, obviously you're me. That'll be something. Anyway, sorry.
Well, it's better than being like the Hotel California. You can get in, all right, but you can't get out.
That's right. I'm sure there'll be a few places like that.
Yes. I thought I'd found a place like that. Now, where was it? Going through the sewers underneath Kingsport, I think. And there's a jail there.
You got stuck?
Yeah. I walked into the cell, and then the door closed behind me. I thought, oh no, I'm stuck. But if you looked very carefully, you could just see a very small fragment of the handle that showed through the wall. The handle is actually on the outside. And physically and logically, you shouldn't be able to get it, but you can.
Oh, huh. You found a little game flaw there, huh?
Yeah. Well, otherwise, I'd still be there.
Yeah. Well, Challenge Dungeon locked you in there for a while, but they fixed it.
Oh, good.
But the next level I couldn't finish. That was hard.
Oh, yeah. Hey, now that's another place I haven't been. I'll have to go there too. Right.
Yeah, it's good for raising too.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay, 25 days left to get your 15% bonus.
Do you have your bonus left?
Your bonus? I have my bonus, yes.
Yeah, I got mine.
Yes. Of course. Yes.
You got yours, all right.
Yeah,
I bought some more village lots. So I got some bonus. It was fun.
Cool. Brilliant. Yes, I jumped up a level, so that was cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
What'd you go up to?
The Baron.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Very nice.
Yeah, well, I thought, I do really rather like this game, and it's really
that is well. Cool. So,
yeah. And yeah. The Galleon looks good.
Very nice. Much promise.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be happy if we're in it, you know.
Yeah, I reckon. Okay. Holiday specials. There you go. You want a reindeer? Taming call? I've always wanted to tame a reindeer.
I was happy to see those come back because I didn't get them last year, so I got the reindeer and the Amora.
Oh, glad to see it back, yeah.
Yeah. Very nice. And a couple of items that are going off the store. The wooden plaster two-story house. If you don't get it now, you won't. And as ever, Alienware, you can still get their $20 pledge upgrade.
Gotta get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Excellent. Okay, this week in the news, the live stream. That was good. Did anyone see the live stream on MMORPG?
I didn't.
.com?
I was in it.
1239.
You were in it, yes. And it was awesome. The community is looking pretty good.
It really is.
I'll say.
Yeah. Okay, and MMORPG had a column featuring Shroud, full steam ahead. That was pretty good.
I get the pun.
Yes. And the upcoming events, Duke and Lord of the Manor Design Roundtable, Hobloth 2 coming up.
Yes. I'm going. It's next week. So exciting.
Awesome. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, so just control the excitement for another week.
Amber.
And that should be awesome. Yeah, you must tell us all. Release 12 is access on 20th of November, and on the 24th, Steam Early Access. And then it should be officially up all the time, not unofficially.
Sweet. Merry Christmas.
Okay, so there we go. That would be the news. Anybody else got any thoughts or questions? Or grilling time.
I would like to make mention of something that's happening this weekend for anyone that listens to this before tomorrow night.
Yes.
The war in New Britannia. That looks very, very interesting. And I really recommend everyone who's willing to put their life on the line to protect what they care about head out there.
Yeah, that does look good. That's great. Now, when is that happening?
It's tomorrow night. I'm not entirely sure what time. I just know that my elven kin are ready to butcher every human that lands there.
The dark elves, right? Dark elves, right? You're all about the dark elves.
You know, you're all hunting the elves, so we're going to hunt humans now. That's our turn.
Oh, revenge.
This I have
to say. Dark
elves. Ah, lovely. Good. Excellent. And, of course, a really quick plug. There is a play happening in Paxlair.
Plug, plug, plug.
Plug, plug. So
shameless. Shameless.
I know. Plug. Absolutely shameless. So anybody who would love to see They Who Dwell in Darkness again, rock up at 10 a.m. Saturday. And we shall entertain.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's 11 Eastern, right?
It is. Yes. So
yeah,
be
Eastern time. I got to be there.
Yeah, be there or be square. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, and for the central time being 10 a.m., I don't want to hear anyone complain because I'm getting up and it's still dark where I am at that time.
Terrible.
Being on the Pacific Coast kind of sucks.
I know.
It
hey,
does.
Hey. I'm staying up and it's midnight.
Ooh, that's bad too.
Yeah, but there you go.
That's so, dedication.
I know. Well,
from the sleepiest, the one, the only.
All right, that's it. Static Grazer, you've had it now.
What?
We
times anyway.
I didn't even do anything.
Apparently,
we need to know. Right? Yeah, we need to know all about your history, how you got involved with Ultima, and what drew you to this game.
What, like now?
Yeah, like now. This is the interrogation time.
All right, so it's my turn.
Yeah.
So I had some friends in high school.
Yes.
I played games with. And by played games, I mean they played Quake and I got annihilated because they were that good. And then one of my buddies was like, hey, you should play this game called Ultima Online. And then, of course, I'm like, well, what's that? And I'm like, here, have a CD. He just gave me a whole CD and I started playing from there and it was good. And yay, it was good. And some time passed, a little bit of time. Time. And I just kind of got curious as to what Lord British was doing one day. Did a little Google search and find out the Kickstarter had ended the day before for this. And I had a sad face. And I decided to, you know, let it go by the leeway because I couldn't really get involved. And I came back, found myself a pledge, got in. Here we are.
Excellent. And it's great to have you in.
Thank you. That was everything, brilliant. Right? I didn't miss anything?
No, that sounds good.
No. Cool. Good.
Yeah. Did you ever play any of the original Ultimas?
No, however, I recently found that on Good Old Games, they're doing Ultima 4 for free.
Ah, lovely. Yeah.
Fully compatible XP to 8.
Beautiful.
Windows.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Plug.
Yep. No, you have a look at it.
To get in that
you'll love
it.
Yeah.
Absolutely free, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Brilliant.
If you haven't played the Ultimas and you don't want to play with them, I highly recommend you do, but maybe you should check out Boomy's videos.
Like a Let's Play?
Yeah, you could call him that. He's very interesting, and you'll have no question what Ultima 1 through 9 is.
Okay.
Good.
What was his name again? Say that to me another one.
Spoony one.
Spoony one.
Indeed.
Wow.
Spoony one.
There you go.
Not goodoldgames.com where you can get a free Ultima 4. No, Spoony one for not Lex Plays.
Yeah.
Got that, Asclepius?
Got that.
Got that, Lady Eddie? Got it? Everybody plug in? Lord Baldrith, you good?
Okay. Yeah, I've got that one. I'm going to download that myself.
Okay. I love Pippin for GOG. I really do.
Oh, yeah. They're great. Yes. And Lady Eddie, we need to know a little bit about you. So what got you into this great game?
Oh, well, I have to blame my husband for that.
That usually works.
Usually, poor guy, I usually blame him for a lot of stuff. He actually started playing the Ultima series, and I was watching him play it, and he would go to, like, I think it was by number 3, I was like, hey, what exactly are you playing? And used to play along with that.
Yep.
With him on that, and then Ultima Online came along, and he started playing that one, and I'm like, really interested. I was looking at that and went, ooh, I'll be honest with you, I can design my own character like a little dress-up doll and move it around the screen and control it.
Yeah. Literally call it paper doll.
Yeah. So I started off actually using his account, just made a character, and then it started becoming, when is it my turn to play? So I
you're using the dialogue.
Started booting him off the computer. And so it actually, I have to blame Ultima Online and Lord British for adding expense to our house. We ran extra cables. I bought a computer and just to play Ultima Online. and then when we kind of left Ultima Online for a while, and when we heard that this game was being developed, we jumped at the chance to back it. Absolutely love everything that's going on with it.
Fantastic. That's really good. I think Lord British is responsible for a lot of the profitability in the hardware and software industry.
Yes.
People had get bigger and better computers to play the Ultimas, because they pushed the envelope, everyone.
They really got nothing funny to add to this, yeah, really.
Yeah, yeah. So, alrighty, well, I think we've pretty much fixed the conversation and spread the news for the week. So, Lord Baldrith, do you want to take us out?
Sure. It was really good talking to all you guys. Nice to meet
you,
by the way.
Thanks for having us. It was great.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Being here. Sure.
It was great to be here, and thank you. Welcome back, because we've missed you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, very much so.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to remind about the awesome background music. It is from Stephen J. Goldman, called Shroud of the Overture, Part 1. Also, thanks again to Sir Style Teakle for the technical work on the newscast, and also Asclepius, who's been doing an awesome job with the recordings, making it great. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting on avatarsradio.com. And I wonder if we can hear it in-game now. It's good stuff on the new radios.
Yeah.
We can when they fix the amplifiers.
Oh, still waiting on that. And this is Lord Baldrith and
Asclepius
and
Shadow Raid. No, Static Razor. I still gotta figure out how to emote over the. So, anyway, go ahead.
With echoes from the caverns.